Morning, everyone. This is the shaman. Ooh, boy. You're up early this morning. It's 7:12 on the 21st of March, 2026. I am out at a place we call S10, which overlooks, well, let's see, the 100-acre wood to the left, Dead Skunk Hollow out in front of me, and then Gobbler's Knob behind it. And those gobblers that you're hearing are on the south face of Gobbler's Knob. About, 200 yards or so. It's a full half hour before sunrise. Very warm. When I left, it was 55 degrees. That's 15, 20 degrees above normal for this year. Those gobblers are about due east. The sun will rise on their backs. Should be a great sunrise this morning. Partly cloudy. What clued me into visiting this place was that last night was a minor landmark. I finally got to sit on my new front porch. And I was there for sundown. There were four deer out grazing in one of the food plots. And, oh, for the hour bracketing sunset, I heard gobblers out this way. I thought I'd come out and find out exactly where they are. yeah, they went ahead and built the front porch the past couple of weeks because they need it in place before they put the roof trusses on. That's coming this coming week. I'm glad I picked, there they go again. I'm glad I picked this spot. I wasn't real sure about it, but I'm listening over towards the honey hole and that crew is still asleep. Got some more gobblers to the north chiming in. They're off the property on the neighbors. Thank you. that hillside where those gobblers are roosted. This was years ago. I was out scouting. I used to do far more thorough scouting every spring. And one of the reasons why I restrain myself now is because I was up there on the south flank of Gobbler's Knob, and I'd gone up well before first light, and as the light came up, I decided I would go down the hill a ways, try to find a good vantage to overlook the creek that flows through there. It's the creek that forms Hoot and Holler. And I got about 20 yards down the hill, and I realized that there was a buttload of turkeys roosting in that creek bottom, and they were up in tall trees, and I was right at their level, and of course they saw me, and they flushed out of the roost, and I kicked myself, and I thought, okay, well, I'll move along the ridge and try to find some turkeys that aren't spooked. And it seemed like every 10 yards I walked, I was flushing turkeys. So I sat down. Of course, these turkeys that flushed hit the ground, and now they're squawking at each other trying to assemble. And it's causing all kinds of commotion. Finally, I just sat down and waited for things to die down, and they did eventually, and I got back up, and about 10 yards on, I flushed some more turkeys, and then I flushed some more, and this kept going all the way until I hit the pasture here on the east side. All told, I counted 70 turkeys roosting in that holler. Never seen anything like it. Of course, this time of year, they form these big mega flocks that hold together for just a few days, maybe a week, until they break up into the smaller breeding flocks that are usually there for season, mix of hens and one or two gobblers. But that was spectacular, and I was mortified that I'd caused that much trouble. I thought, oh, I won't see a turkey all season. No. In fact, I think I filled both tags. I'm careful about not busting turkeys in the preseason. If you listen to what goes on over at the honey hole, I'm sitting usually 80 yards or more from the roost tree, and I'm where they can't see me. And then once they pitch down, I leave through the back door, and head for home. I've had experiences though, busted flocks unintentionally. In fact, a couple times I busted flocks on my way in, and you'd say, "Shaman, you're screwing things up." Actually, no. I found that when the turkeys are plentiful and active here in the preseason, this is what I say, 21st of March, it usually is a sign of a good year. That doesn't mean I go around busting flocks all the time. In fact, if I don't see a turkey when I'm out in the whole preseason, I consider that a win. But if you're worried about scouting really screwing up your April hunting, no, they recover. It's gone quiet for a bit. I'm looking down into the woods to my left, roughly north. And I realize I'm looking at the roost tree that flock was using that day last season when I got that record personal best turkey, the one with the leg band. And I'm only 50 yards from those trees. And the path I'm taking is less than 10 yards from where I'm sitting here. So I would have had to walk past them in the dark and then set up, about 50, 60 yards away from where I am now. That was danger close. Of course, I had no idea they were there. I was expecting them to be roosting in a whole other place. But I'm just looking here. That why I didn't bust that whole flock out walking in, I'll never know. Well, I take that back. I went in very early. The reason? Because I could, I guess. Figured I'd get in and get settled, and if I was in the wrong position, I could move. Well, as it turned out, I was in the wrong position. I was, shoot, that's even That's less than 50 yards from that spruce tree. I set up right on top of them. But it worked. By the way, you can listen to the podcast over the Banded Bird at Dead Skunk. The way I made it work was as soon as they started to sound off, two things. One, I went dead silent. I did not call. And number two, as soon as I could, I crawled to where I was. Their view of me was at least partially blocked. I was in, there's a little thicket of cedars, and I was in the middle of them. Looking at it now, it's hard for me to understand how I didn't get busted that morning. Not heard any hens yet. That's really what I came out for. I think that's the sun. Yep. Thank you. Well, I have not heard any hens. And I think the show was over when the gobbler shut up. Gorgeous morning. But I guess that's it. You all have a good one, and hope to see you again soon. Take care.